look back at Trojan history. Envision Imaging with three locations, 91st just west of Memorial, 67th in Yale, and now in Claremore. Envision Imaging, unmistakable quality, spectacular service. Now, a look back at Trojan history with Tom Willock.
As we celebrate the centennial season of Jinx football, we remember the significance of the 1930s for the Trojans. Schools started establishing conferences so they could play the same schools every year due to the size of the communities. Jinx regularly played Sapulpa, Collinsville, Sperry, Bixby, BA, Kiefer, and Beggs during the season and consistently played an 8-game schedule. They also belonged to the Northeast 6 Conference. James Schott was the head coach at the time. As we told you last week, the field Jinx plays on was established in the 20s, and the stadium was named Hunter Dwelly Stadium in 1929. Yet the field itself was owned by Prairie Oil and Gas Company. So on May 5, 1933, the Jinx School Board of Education bought the tract of land which included the field from Sinclair Oil and Gas Company. The construction of the old sandstone stadium was built thanks to the Federal Emergency Relief Administration funds and the help of Jinx citizens. The Federal Emergency Relief funds were created by then President Franklin D. Roosevelt to create jobs after the Depression. The home site of the stadium was built of rock and used through 1962 before its current day look made of the present day steel in 1963. The hallowed grounds of Fenway Park and Wrigley Field are only 10 years older compared to the hundreds of players who battled in this current field. Speaking of the field, the Trojans in the 1930s, best run of the 30s was in 1935 and 1936 when they went a combined 15 wins, no losses, and 3 ties. And even though the Trojans had a winning record during the 30s, Jinx went through several coaches during that era. James Schott, Andy Dixon, Emmett Ishmael, and J.E. Clark heading the program. Lights were implemented during the 30s, and on October 7, 1938, Trojans were to host Kiefer. However, those lights refused to come on, so one of the first scheduled night games was postponed to the next day with the lights on, and Jinx beat Kiefer 27-0. By the way, 2 games were canceled in 1938 season due to the polio epidemic. Jinx finished the 1930s with 47 wins, 22 losses, and 14 ties. By the way, Jinx had its first honoree as an All-State player as end Ralph James was named to that honor at the end of the 1937 season.